Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Price.
Next time you're gonna get my hopes up, could you please take me to a grease monkey? Cause I like to get lubed up before I get
James.
Say what?
And special commentary by Samantha.
Do you feel me inside of you?
Not another podcast.
And welcome to Not Another Podcast. I am James.
I am Dan.
And no one else is here.
Because they don't like us that much anymore.
Bryce is sick. Jerk. Samantha's got computer issues. And Jim is just too good for the room.
Well, I mean, his Facebook posts suggest as much.
He's a superstar. Sexy, yeah. You know. Yeah. That makeup.
Mm. Yeah. He can abuse my meat.
Okay, so today it's just me and Dan, and unfortunately we got just a ton of great topics we want to talk about, but they really need to be
a group effort.
So today we're going to ask a lot of what ifs and would you rathers.
Mm-hmm.
And you had one right as we went on.
Yeah, my question to you would be, if you got to see one show, and I'm going to heighten the stakes a little bit, it would be the last concert you could ever watch. Who are your three main headliners, living or dead, does not matter, but it would be the last concert you could ever see, and it can only be three bands, or three solo projects, it doesn't matter.
Okay, my number one pick is Sabotage, but it has to be Gutter Ballet era Sabotage.
That's fair.
I want both Olivias in the band, I want Chris Cafferty in the band, and yeah, so that's... That's number one. Trying to think of other bands. I'm trying to think of bands I haven't seen that I would give my left nut to see.
To witness live.
And see. Okay. I would love to see Ozzy Osbourne live. I've never seen Ozzy. Now, I have seen Ozzy with Black Sabbath.
Me too.
But I've never seen Ozzy on his own. And if I'm going to see Ozzy, I'd like to see him with my personal favorite Ozzy guitar player, and that's Jake Ealy.
That's fair. I mean, don't get me wrong. I got love and respect for Jake Ealy, but at the same time, Zakk Wylde definitely added a new level when he started off with More Tears and Osmosis. I mean,
I'm not denying Zakk, but for me, Zakk kind of peaked with No Rest for the Wicked.
Zakk?
As far as Ozzy's playing. He was really gut punchy and
I'll give you that, but at the same time...
It was some of his... For me, it's some of his best rock work.
That's fair.
In Ozzy. All of his stuff in Black Label Society is amazing.
Oh, yeah.
And I've seen Black Label before. One of the best concerts I've ever been to.
So you're wanting to see Ozzy Osbourne circa Ultimate Sin kind of era.
Yeah, Bark at the Moon, Ultimate Sin.
That's fair.
And I just thought of my last one. Because I was talking about seeing Black Label Society, I have another band almost completely unknown, but I would do anything to see the original lineup play, and that's Phantom Blue.
Oh, fair enough.
I saw Michelle Meldrum on her last tour before she died,
mm-hmm.
with her band Meldrum. Amazing.
My.
Completely unknown, underrated guitar player, would blow your mind to see this woman play. And she makes everything look so effortless. And the sweetest person I've ever met.
Well, that does add a lot to it, doesn't it? It's kind of one of those things where, you know, when you listen to a band and you love their music, you love their style, and then you find out they're assholes, doesn't it kind of squander it a little bit?
Yeah, it does. It does kind of hurt.
It.
And that was actually, it was funny because I saw Michelle, met her, talked to her. I ended up talking to her through half of Black Label Society's set. Because I was just like, you are the coolest person. And no one else was like they had a thing where you could go up and get autographs, and like no one was there. So I'm just like, I'm hanging out. I'm talking.
That's okay.
I bought the album. Somewhere I've got it. She autographed it. And
nice.
Then like about a month, 2 months later, I heard she died. I was like, oh, now here's where it gets really weird. Like I think it was the year before I met the original singer for Drowning Pool.
Oh, yeah.
2 weeks after he died.
You're bad luck.
There was a time I was like, I'm not meeting anyone else. They're dropping like flies.
God, that was another band that just, they had it all just moving in the right direction, and then just their lead singer fucking tatering out just really dropped them out.
Yeah, Psalm First Tour was just an amazing show. He was the coolest guy. Somewhere I've got a picture of me and him together.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, because when I met Michelle, they didn't allow cameras inside. So, but I met the dude from Drowning Pool afterwards.
His song on their first album, Tearing Away, was still my favorite song on that album.
That whole album is good.
It
back
really,
to front.
Really is. But it was just one of those things where that song really struck a chord for me, and God, I fucking loved that. And then I heard that he died, and I was like, "Fuck!"
Yeah, that's my fault.
God damn it, James.
Sorry. Well, so, it's mine and the heroin.
Yeah.
I can't take full credit for it.
Probably got the lion's share on the heroin side, but you know, we'll blame you all the same because we.
Okay,
can't
so
really
I told you my three. What three would you?
My three bands that I would love to see. Much like you, I saw Black Sabbath. Really wanted to see Ozzy. That was just after Osmosis, I think, came out. And they had done the whole, best of Oz Man Cometh. Mm-hmm. And I was really, really big into Ozzy at the time and really wanted to see him live. I had an opportunity to at Ozfest 2004.
Mm-hmm.
My father actually bought me tickets. Two tickets, to be precise. Couldn't get a fucking ride.
Sorry, I didn't know you then.
Right?
I would have taken you.
I know you would have. But yeah, nobody I knew could give me a ride, so it worked out all right in the end, really, because what that meant was I had intended on taking my girlfriend, now wife, to the show with me.
Trying to think of where I was in 2004, and I was like, oh,
it would have been like
I was at
August.
KUFO.
Yeah, it would have been like August. But it was one of those things where we ended up just spending the whole day together. And, you know, at the end of the day, because her mom was really sticklerish about letting her out of the house, so this was an opportunity for me to just hang out with her all day.
Yeah, but you could have been hanging out together
at Ozfest. I know. Well, that was the idea, but it didn't work out. So, yeah, no, it was all right. But I'm very much like you. I would love to have seen Ozzy circa, like I said, Osmosis right as its release. Because that was my big, big introduction to Ozzy. I mean, I had heard Crazy Train, mm-hmm. but never really heard the whole album. Blizzard of Oz. But it was one of those things where I had heard Crazy Train, I heard a couple of the other older songs, but Perry Mason dropped, and it was all over the radio, and my buddy Drew and I, we got those albums from our parents, and listened to it front to back, and every fucking song was just amazing. See You on the Other Side, you know, Tomorrow. I mean, it just went on and on for years, and then we found out about No More Tears being, you know, the album just prior, and God, that fucking album was amazing, too. It was like, so if I could get Ozzy on stage and do a set circa Osmosis, which he would have brought some of No More Tears to that show, it's like, yeah, that would have done just fine for me. And he would have brought the hits, too. So, I mean, it was a win-win all around. So, Ozzy Osbourne would be my first. My second one, I would like to see Flaw. And I know I just brought them up to you prior to the show. But in all fairness, when...
Completely underrated band.
Oh, dude, seriously. I mean, the lead singer, A, he's got an amazing voice that he knows how to use.
Mm.
He doesn't abuse it too much, but he knows how to bring the power when it's necessary, and he's got very poignant lyrics that, you know, actually strike a chord. And the music for it was what I got into really strong around the time. I love System of a Down, but I got to see System of a Down. But right when their debut album came out, I was listening to Flaw right around the same time. And those two were my Betty for years. And it's like, but I've never seen Flaw live, and their music as they went on, I mean, all the way up until currently, is still very strong, in my opinion, because it still packs that punch that came out of their first album. But now their lyrics have expanded themselves even further. They're not quite controlled like they were, to where they had to produce songs that were much more just, you know, new age kind of rock. He's basically allowed himself and the band to just do what they want to do, and it's amazing music. So Ozzy Osbourne, Flaw, and of course my top pick would be Pantera, circa Vulgar Display of Power. I love Far Beyond Driven.
I'm just curious because you said you saw Black Sabbath with Ozzy.
I did.
When?
It was the show with Pantera, but the problem was as Phil came out, did two songs, complained about his back, and that was the end of the set.
Because I was at that show, and I remember them
bailing out super early.
That's not how I remember it, but mostly I just remember Sabbath.
Yeah, and that's the thing. That show was...
But I'd seen Pantera... By that point, I'd seen Pantera like 3 or 4 times.
Well, and at that rate, let's see, that show...
And I did see Pantera on the tour that you would really like to see them.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. It's like...
at the Roseland.
I was
as close to Dime as I am to you.
I know. You.
And I had seen them, interestingly enough, I had seen them 2 months before when they opened for Skid Row.
Nice.
So...
See, and that's the thing. It's like, the reason I say Vulgar Display of Power, don't get me wrong, I love Far Beyond Driven. I love The Great Southern Trendkill. And I even enjoy Reinventing the Steel. The thing about it is Vulgar Display of Power was really, like, in my opinion, their fucking prime. Far Beyond Driven was a great advancement for them, but they started moving into a much crushier style of music. Vulgar Display of Power was, in my opinion, their breakaway officially from the hair metal that they were, moving into the monster rock that they became. And it's like, that was just the threshold. You got a little bit of the old, but you got a little bit of the new, and it was in a perfect balance.
Well, and the other thing, too, and I would agree with you with them kind of like that being their prime. Internally, they started having a lot of problems from Far Beyond Driven on.
Yeah.
And it showed in the music.
Mm-hmm. And you can hear it. I mean, like, Vinny and Dime, they brought their A game.
Oh, every album. Musically, every album, they're... crushing it, but
you can
lyrically
hear Phil start to get beaten down quite a bit by, you know, the things he was doing to self-medicate against his mm-hmm. back problems and other issues he was having. It's like you could hear that come through with how he was projecting. You know, it no longer became a balance game where he had his clean tones versus his fucking crunch tones. It was mostly just fucking crunch all
yeah.
the time.
It was all gut all the time.
Mm-hmm. And that's where, again, Vulgar Display of Power stands out for me, because although Far Beyond Driven is a great fucking metal album, Phil was, in my opinion, much more controlled on Vulgar.
Mm-hmm.
Far Beyond, he was trying to push the boundaries, and when it found out that it worked for him, he just kept going. And The Great Southern Treadkill, he was just fucking brutalizing.
And they never pulled him back.
Mm-mm.
They always just let him go, and I think that's... That was one of the biggest mistakes that the rest of the band did, was not pulling him back and going, hey, man, you don't need to shout every song. You know,
yeah.
We know you can sing.
Yeah. I mean, for fuck's sake, you listen to fucking, what is it, power metal? Yeah. Dude had pipes beyond yeah. reason. I mean, he had a very high range that he could pull from. And with really good consistency, too. And you hear that in Cowboys from Hell.
Cemetery Gates.
Well, yeah. I mean, aside from Cemetery Gates, he was still in that mode almost mm-hmm. for the glam rock. But you could tell that they were definitely changing gears with the tone of the music and how he was projecting it. But you could hear his range still there in Cowboys, really prominent. Vulgar, he dialed it back a little bit for the sake of, you know, moving in another direction. And started bringing out a little bit more of the darker guttural sound that he could mm-hmm. do. And again, that's why I always feel it's right on the threshold of their prime, because that's where Phil was finding what he liked, but still had the skill to pull off everything else.
Yeah.
So that's my three. Ozzy, Flaw, and Pantera.
Okay. Now I have a question for you.
Fire.
If you could replace any guitarist in any band for one night, and play with that band, and play as good as that guitar player.
Well, yeah, that would have to, you know, that'd have to be a thing.
But you could step on, they call you up, say, hey, man, our guitar player's down. We need you to step up.
God, that's tough, man. That one's really tough because, honestly, as most musicians do, we fantasize about these things.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That one time they call you up, it's like, hey, anybody know how to play guitar? Come on up.
This is a tough question for me, too. I'm trying to figure out who... Right?
You kind of have to bounce it around. It's
there's like five or six bands, like, right there.
Having the skill in and of itself would be, you know, dream achieved enough, but...
But since we're daydreaming...
Of course. Yes, daydreaming is good. Now, is it a whole set or just a song?
Whole set.
Oof.
Start to finish. You don't even have to rehearse because you know every song.
Fuck.
This is a big show. We're playing Wembley Arena.
Right. Damn, dude, I'll be honest with you. That's really fucking tough. I mean, because it's one thing to play for someone.
Mm-hmm.
It's another thing to watch them play.
Yeah.
And it's like, for me, you know, instinctually I thought, ooh, yeah, fuck, I'd play with Pantera. I wouldn't. Because although I may be able to play the set and rock the ever-living fuck out of every song we do,
mm-hmm.
I would rather watch Dime work than replace it.
Yeah, I'm the same way. There's a few bands I was like, nope.
Right?
Nope. But there's a few bands I'm like, yes.
Ooh, man.
And actually the two of the bands I'm thinking of, for me, it's about working with the actual band and not, I'm fine with replacing the guitarist because at least in one band, the guitarist is replaceable anyway. Like
enough.
Every album, they replace the guitarist.
I'll be honest with you. I think I'm very much torn. I'm stuck between two. One I would love to do because the music of this band is so technically amazing, but still very punchy, very strong, mm-hmm. and high energy kind of metal. I would love to play a set with Baby Metal. Just because...
You just want to look at the little Asian girls.
No.
Jim.
That's the thing. Yeah, Jim. No, my thing about it is it's like listening to that music, the guitar players are fucking amazing, but they don't necessarily overdo it.
Mm-hmm.
And the music in and of itself is so high energy, you could have a lot of fucking fun with them. And that would definitely be a go-to for me in the respects of playing a set with someone. However, that being said, I would love to play a set with System of a Down. Again, their energy is high.
Mm-hmm.
You can lose your fucking shit while playing these songs. They're not necessarily difficult, but at the same time, it's important to be on par. Otherwise, you will fuck up the whole song. Especially circa Toxicity. Mm-hmm. Maybe Steal This Album and Back. A set with them from that era, that would be fucking amazing for me. Because again, they were one of my big favorite bands growing up. But I'll be honest with you, if it wasn't System of a Down and it wasn't Baby Metal, it'd be Korn.
Okay, I could see that.
Tell me it wouldn't be badass to get up there and just replace Monkey or Head and just be able to thrash the fuck out of it.
Well, here's the
them.
Thing. As much as I like Korn's music, Monkey and I have a kind of a rivalry.
Really?
Rockfest they headlined.
That would have been Rockfest 2002? No, 2003.
No, I think it was even later than that.
It might have been. Well, I know that they headlined with Disturbed in 2003.
No, it wasn't them because I would have seen Disturbed. It was one of the later ones. But
gotcha.
Yeah, Monkey almost ran over me on his motorcycle. So him and I... Yeah.
Yeah, we're gunning for you, Monkey.
I've seen Korn a number of times, but yeah, that one stood out in my mind, and he didn't even apologize.
Aww.
So, you know, it goes back to what we were saying about finding out your favorite musician's kind of a dick.
That's fair.
So, okay, so I have two that I would love to play a set with. First one is Wasp.
All right.
Blackie Lawless is an amazing songwriter, a fantastic singer, and a great showman.
Gotcha.
However, I have one caveat, and that's I pick the songs.
That's doubly fair.
Because as much as I think he's a genius, he does have a track record, album to album, where I'm having a hard time thinking of a full album that's fantastic front to back.
And, you know, that's kind of rare for a lot of bands, really. I mean, to have just phenomenal albums front to back.
He averages... lately, he's been averaging maybe one song per album. That's just, like, knock out of the park. And I think the problem is... And he's a self-professed angry songwriter. The angrier he is, the more he writes songs.
Okay.
And from album to album, you can tell which songs really mean the most to him because those are the strongest songs.
Right.
And you can tell the songs that are filler because they're god-awful.
Yeah.
So that would be my caveat. Let me pick the songs. We will have an extremely strong two-hour set.
That's fair.
The other band that I would love to play, be the guitar player for, Dio.
Ooh.
Fucking rocking with Ronnie James Dio for a night
would be
hands down the coolest thing. Now, I know it's not possible.
Well, no, but again, these are, you know...
But we're daydreaming. Yeah. So.
Right. And I mean, it's like Metallica was always in the back of my head.
Because, and I don't care what era with Dio.
Well, and that's fair. You see, and that's the thing why I went with the three that I did was because all three of those bands are one of the very few... artist on my iPod, for instance, I can just pull up their discography and hit shuffle, and I don't care what order it comes in. I can listen to every single song and enjoy every single song. System of a Down, the only reason they ever hit a sour note with me was because, I mean, and I know a lot of people would probably disagree with me on this, but they kind of stopped being silly. It almost seemed like they weren't having fun with it anymore. I mean, because... You listen to their first album and Toxicity.
Starting Toxicity. The seeds were planted in Toxicity, but they really started getting serious political
right after Steal This Album. Because Steal This Album, I guess, was
you could
rehashes.
Hear it in Toxicity.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, there was a lot of very strong tones, and don't get me wrong, they've always been a political band, but they used to be so goofy.
They went from Primus to someone super serious who I can't think of.
Yeah, I got nothing. But no, that's the thing, though. It's like you listen to their first three albums, their self-titled, Toxicity, and Steal This Album, and it's they have songs in there in a large quantity that are just silly.
Yeah.
I mean, and then they started kind of dropping off, and, you know, when they hit Hypnotize and Mesmerize, those two albums are just nonstop poly shot. And it's like, although it was very poignant for the time that, you know, they were constantly...
BYOB is...
Again, Dancing in the Desert, Blowing Up the Sunshine. They're kind of referencing a lot of anti-war goodness, considering
the fact
that...
Yeah, but kind of in a silly way.
Kind of. And again, they didn't lose it completely... But at the same
time... Come on, Cigarro.
Again, you can...
My cock is much bigger than your cock.
Well, yeah. But again, it's one of those things where if you're listening to them, it tends to lose a little ground with me. Just because there was a much stronger political presence as opposed to where there was. And I think that was the only reason I ever really kind of, like, some of those songs I might skip. But honestly, a lot of them are really good still. And don't get me wrong, I don't want to take away from the music itself, because I still do love everything System of a Down has done. Especially their shit they haven't released that a buddy of mine had.
A friend of a friend of a...
Of a friend who's dead. Yeah, no, there's a lot of songs that apparently they've never officially released that are just fucking phenomenal. And it's like, why aren't these on albums? And they're almost done. That's the thing. It's like, all they need is a little spit and polish and maybe a once over in a good studio. And fuck, they're amazing songs. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like when they did the Zelda theme. Because that shit is legit. And again, it's them, Baby Metal, and Korn. Korn, the only album I ever really had an issue with, really.
Was Issues?
No, I love that album. Was The Paradigm Shift. And it's just because dubstep is cool-ish. Not really Korn, in my opinion.
Yeah.
They've definitely taken a step back and gone in the right direction with the new album that they just dropped, like a year ago maybe. The Serenity of Suffering.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking amazing. Back to front, fucking beautiful. Korn has found their stride again. And that's what I like about them, though, is they have a signature sound that they can retool and reshift and come up with new material. So again, replacing one of them for a set, it's still going to be Korn up there. However, I might,
I would like
David to be back because I would like the original group to be playing.
Well, we're daydreaming, so yeah.
But at the same time, their new drummer is really fucking good.
Can I suggest, though, if I'm going to see you replace one of these guitar players for a show, I think I'd like System, because I've seen you play, and I think the energy System would fit your style.
Oh, yeah.
Korn is very stiff.
True, but back in the day, they were much more... Well, they've always been into like the giving the stage a blowjob kind of headbanging, where they just full body over and drop their head past their knees to do it, which is fine. It looks great for them. But yeah, Darren Malachi's way of playing definitely rubbed off on me as far as when I was growing up, because he was just kind of doing his thing, having mm-hmm. fun, getting out there and fucking thrashing around. It's what you do.
Yeah. For myself, I like to move around and kind of interact with the audience as much as I can.
Right.
And I get that from bands like Kiss when they're playing live, there's moments where they'll make eye contact with you and
mm-hmm.
let you know in that instant that they're happy you're here.
Right.
And they're going to give you a good time.
And they're going to do the best they can because you paid money for this, and quite frankly, they feel you're worth it.
Yeah, so that's rubbed off on me and my play style. Like, when we get the chance to play live, I want the people in the audience to have a good time because I'm having a good time.
Well, hell yeah.
So, yeah, I would like to see you play with System. I, when you're playing with Korn, I might take a pass. I don't want to see you just standing there.
You want to go see Baby Metal, though.
Oh, well, yeah. I'm going to bring Jim, too.
Right? He'll just walk in, no. Come on, buddy.
Come on. You know you want to.
Yeah, he does. But no, and that's the thing. Seeing Kiss, that's another band where I would not want to replace Ace or Paul, because quite frankly, I just would rather watch them work.
Yeah, and I was thinking about that too, because you had brought up Metallica, and I was like, no, I want to watch Kirk and James.
Yep.
You know, there's so many of those bands that are just amazing, and yeah, I would love to play with them.
Yeah, that's the thing.
All of them.
Metallica, I would love to play with them.
I'd play a song,
yeah.
You know?
Now, here's a question. You got a chance to play one song with Metallica. What song are you playing with them? Only one. And it's with everybody, so, you know, if you fuck up, it's okay, but...
Yeah, no one's going to notice.
Also,
I could be unplugged and no one will notice.
Also, considering the idea that we have the talent, skill, and ability to play these songs all the way through front to finish with the band,
Well, here's the thing. With Metallica, I'm close enough now.
That's fair.
You know, I'm going to go with my go-to, and you've heard me play this. I'm close enough now that I could probably pull it off. I would go Creeping Death. It's one of my all-time favorite Metallica songs.
That's fair.
Musically, I think it crushes it. It's got a cool kind of story, you know? And then there's that breakdown that gets the whole audience on their feet. you know, so.
Yeah, I could run with that.
It's either that or Seek and Destroy.
Mm. Although
Seek and Destroy is just a fun song.
Although I really like Seek and Destroy, I also really appreciate Kill 'Em All. In my opinion, not anywhere near close to their strongest song. Mm. But that's just, you know, because having listened to Metallica, you understand and learn that they got better.
Oh, undoubtedly.
And they produce so much
better
music. But
see, and that's the thing. Seek and Destroy, from the time they recorded it to how they play it now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's far and away. While it's the same song, it's so much better. You know?
See, and for me, I'm really torn on the ideas of what song I would play with them. Because I would love to play something fast and heavy, like Battery.
Shit. I just thought of another one I'd love to play with.
Well, fire off.
Sanitarium.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Again, that would be on my
Essentially, you
list.
Know what? Anything from Master of Puppets I would play.
That's fair. There's a lot of really good fucking tracks
that,
on Master.
That whole album is pretty solid.
Isn't that the one that has Thing That Should Not Be?
Yeah.
Or, yeah. God, I love that song.
That's a song we should cover. I don't think it would be that difficult to learn.
Downside is it's like a 7-minute long song of basically the same riff repeated.
That's why it wouldn't
don't
be that
get me
hard.
Wrong. More about the
we
easy
don't have
shit.
The hard part.
Right? But no, for me, I think I would have to go with one of two of my old schoolers that I'd really, really love from them. I would either have to roll something like Wherever I May Roam, mm-hmm. because I just love that style, the song's aesthetics.
You want to play the sitar.
Actually, it's not a sitar. It's a guitar with just an odd effect on it.
Oh, I know. But they were talking about bringing in a real sitar when they...
Well, it would be fucking cool.
but James didn't want to sit down and play it.
Yes. Wherever I May Roam, but I might also go with something like The Frayed Edge of Sanity. Because I do love that song, Something Fierce. It's just got such really good fucking punch to it, but it's also got a really cool intro.
Damn it, see? Oh. I just thought of another one. I would love to rock Eye of the Beholder with them.
Right?
That fucking intro riff, man. That
Honestly, Injustice for All would be another great fucking song to play with them.
Well, yeah, and you'd be up there for 10 minutes, so...
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Stretch it out, man. Make it get all you can. But, all right, so...
Yes,
final
guys,
call.
I'd love to play with you. What's the longest song you have?
Right? All right, so... Hands down, you have to make a decision and tell the boys what song you're playing with them. Go.
I'd go Creeping Death.
That's fair. I think, in hindsight, I probably would go Injustice for All.
Mm-hmm.
Just that is sheer principle. A, it's long. B, it's beautiful. Long and beautiful. Yeah. It's what we go
it's
for.
Not that I wouldn't want to spend as much time up there. It's just that's the song that means something to me.
That's fair.
You know? So...
And as much as I'd like to do, you know, Nothing Else Matters, because that solo in that song is just fucking gorgeous. Or
yeah, but you
Unforgiven.
Can't. James is going to do it.
Boo. He's gay.
You will stand there, you will play your guitar, and you will smile.
Okay.
Not that smile.
Another great band that would be fun to play with or see in a concert would have been Nirvana. I think just after Nevermind, I think would have been a lot of fun to watch them.
Yeah, the other day I was messing around with my my amp and I stumbled on the Come As You Are sound tones.
Oh, the reverb.
And apparently I know how to play the intro riff to Come As You Are.
Everyone knows how to play.
I didn't know I even knew how to. I just, how does that? Oh, that's it. That's exactly how you. I've never seen tab or anything for this.
Uh-huh.
I am a genius. I'm going to turn this off now and just
bask in your wonderfulness. Well, it's funny because honestly, in middle school, before I had ever really gotten a chance to hold a guitar, my mom let me use her nylon acoustic,
mm-hmm.
and it was janky as fuck, but we actually had a music class in Kellogg, and I got to go in and play guitar, and they taught me how to play Ode to Joey and Yankee Doodle, which was great because I was actually learning how to read music for it. But I went home, and my buddies and I, we all sat down, and we figured out two songs. Single string, both of them, but two songs. Come As You Are and Brain Stew. We figured out that da-da-da, da-da-da.
I saw...
Da-da-da, da-da-da, da-da.
I saw Bill Prescott play that with a drumstick.
Nice.
It's just kind of... Ba-da, It's like, oh, cool.
Well, we all thought we were fucking badass. Yeah. I mean, this is middle school, man. It was like 7th grade, so we were like 12 and 13. And, yeah, I thought I was a rock god, or at least on my way to becoming one.
Hey, I've got a fun question for you.
Shoot.
I asked Jim and Bryce this on a previous show. What is your lame superpower that you have?
Lame superpower that I have? Well, I mean, everyone was giving me shit about being Luddite boy.
No, I think we figured it out that it's not you. recent events have shown.
See, and it's so weird because it's like there are cool connotations for some of the stupidest shit out there.
Well, I don't remember what Bryce's was. But I do remember Jim's because it still affects me now. Inevitably, if Jim is driving with you,
mm-hmm.
you will hit every red light possible. he even came up with a cool, lame superhero name. He called himself the Crimson Paws.
Nice. Nice.
So anytime I'm in a rush,
right,
trying to get somewhere and I hit every light, I curse Jim.
Ugh, lame superpower. All right. I would say at this rate. Oh, lame superpower of the day. Making sure that printers only work once a day for one thing, and then they don't know more. Which I know sounds really stupid, but quite frankly, some printers have better shelf lives. But it would just be my magic power that you're starting to print out a essay or something like that, and you get the first page, and it's like, yes, and then all the other ones are just fucked. That would be my lame superpower.
That's what you currently have right now. That's your Inkjet superpower ninja. That you can't get rid of.
Right. Just air.
How about a...
replace cartridge.
How about a useless superpower you could have? It's completely useless, but it's just, it'd be fun to have.
Well, like, what would be a good example, I suppose?
Shit. Damn you.
Like, what would yours be?
Oh, God. What could I have a lot of fun with? you know, I'd like to make people shit themselves.
Damn it, that would be fun.
it's completely useless. But, you know, you can't save the world with it, but...
You could. It's like right before they're going to push the button, it's like... Pfft, screaming squirts, just for you, baby.
The president would never be able to get through a speech.
No. Well, he might, because I think he already rocks Depends, so, I mean, he'd probably
I think,
for him.
It's got to be... There's got to be, like... a distance, like you can't do it across the country. Like you'd have to be standing as close as we are now.
That's fair.
But still, there's a lot of people.
Yeah. You see, honestly, I think if I was going to steal a stupid, useless power, that would just be fucking funny. I think I would have to actually steal the one from Orgasmo, but rather than have the ray, just have my ability to just,
you just cock an eyebrow and they just...
Right,
and
just
blown.
Drop to the ground. Oh, God! Yes, exactly. Because, quite frankly, that would be fucking hilarious to play with. It would be useless. And, quite frankly, anybody who used it on would probably appreciate it at some point. But wouldn't it just be funny to go to, like, one of those meetings where they're talking about the decency in video games and things like that and find the suburbanite mother who's... crying up and down that these games are bad for her kids and just, right in the courtroom. It's like, yes.
No, I'm sorry. I'd go to church.
Just the pastor's up there. Oh.
Catholic church.
Fuck. Today's going to be a good day, ladies and gentlemen.
Will you all rise? I think you just did.
And what I was saying before, I was wrong. It feels real. But yeah, that would be too much fun just to mess with people. And again, just like in the movie, they're just running around town, just zapping people just for shits and giggles.
Okay, I'm gonna change my lame superpower to be impervious to yours, because the last thing I need. Hey Dan, what's up? Ah, you son of a bitch.
Morning, James. Well, it would be funny doing like a live show or something like that. It's like you're starting to get a little antsy on the solo. It's like, nope. Yeah.
No, I'm sorry you do that to me. The solo is going to get so much better.
Just, Well, at least it'd be funny. Well, and at that rate, too, I mean, you could make the entire audience have it at the climax of the song. So they're all like, fuck, that was a great song.
And they're talking about your band.
So good.
Dude, I came. No, literally.
Literally. Just right there. It was like they hit those notes. Just, it brings back fond memories. Again.
Just thinking about, I can't wait to see them play again.
Dude, you got to go to their show, man. Be honest
with you.
You
won't regret it.
Bring your old lady. She'll appreciate it, too.
Bring wet naps.
Right? And a change of underwear. Trust me, bro.
Three or four.
Right? They have some really good songs, I'm just saying. And again, just so nobody caught on to what the hell I was actually doing, that would probably make us famous in a short order amount of time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so long as I could expand the range to as many people as I wanted within a certain distance, you know, you could get an entire stadium off in one shot, and that would be just hilarious.
Yeah, we just got to make sure to stand behind you.
Right,
because it'd be really weird if suddenly everyone just starts... Can you imagine Steve trying to sing a song?
He'd probably muscle through, just like... you.
Stop it!
That's why I just wait for the solo. See, that would be a beautiful thing. I'm thinking that that's definitely where we gotta go.
Yeah. I kind of want to share that power with you, because imagine...
Just double.
Double.
It's like, you didn't even make me do it no more. People leaving the show. No, I'm good, man. I'm good. Woo!
We get through two songs and the place just clears out.
God, I need a cigarette. Well, it would be funny to watch the mosh pit, you know, just start up and start going, getting really pissed off.
Bunch of guys banging against each other and then just collapse.
Don't touch me.
What's
Don't
it good for you?
God, and if we ever got to a point where we were actually getting the walls, where, you know, people line up in walls and then they wait for the fucking main part of the song to really crunch in, they
do like Slipknot, get everyone to like kneel down and jump up at the same time, and you just time it to where they jump.
What if jelly legs dropping to the ground next? You see?
We couldn't get through a set because we'd be laughing too hard.
You're like, son of a bitch.
We just line up at the center of the stage, just like, before it even happens, we're just snickering at each other like fucking fourth graders. You take this half, I'll take that half.
Sounds good. Do we want to do it one after the other, after the other, after the other? Oh,
do it in waves.
Damn, seating would get so funny so fast. Just started at one side.
Oh, no. I just had a better idea.
Hmm.
We edged them
through
the night. We just build it up to our last song. It's just this collective. Oh!
See, I think we would have to finish our set with Wheel of Dicks and have in the song a climax. And then the crowd would just have to participate on that one. It's like, all right, guys, you know the song. All right, here we go. Yay!
I think it'd be funny, though, just like Slipknot. Okay, get down. And everyone gets down because they know what's coming.
It's like, yes, my favorite part of the show. I don't know what happens, but I like it.
We'd have the biggest female audience, because guys would be too embarrassed to come to our show.
Right? But on top of that, it's like, dude, bring your girl, man.
No, really, bring your girl.
She will appreciate it that much more. And buy her a ticket for her like a gentleman.
Mm.
And you can just tell her that, you know, whatever happens, happens. But
what happens at a Herkimer show stays at a Herkimer show.
We're like
Unless
Vegas.
We're in Vegas.
In which case, you know, we might just have to do it to him throughout the set.
Imagine going on YouTube and watching the videos that people film of us playing. It's like, great shot, shaky cam.
Ah, damn it. Well, it would be beautiful.
Okay, I really want this superpower.
Right? That's what I'm saying. It would be beautiful.
We could be the worst band in the world, but it wouldn't matter.
Oh, God, we'd have people buying our tickets all the time. It's like, I've been waiting for this all fucking month. It's like, dude, yeah.
And we'd have to headline because no band wants to close after our set.
God, and could you imagine the smell?
I feel bad for the janitors afterwards.
Right?
Lot of mopping.
Got,
lot
got
of mopping.
Got people like Samantha out there. They're just going to make messes. I hope you're listening.
Janitor comes in. Fuck this. I'm out.
Nope. Don't get paid enough for this.
We essentially whitewalled every arena we went to.
Ah, the cum stain left in the wake of Herkimer.
Why is the floor so sticky?
Yeah, it's all... Something
like,
smells.
It's like
smells.
A porn theater in here.
I smell sex, but... Damn. It's like someone poured horchata all over the place.
The potential problem we run into with the rest of the band is no groupies.
Yeah,
they're all
done.
Satisfied.
They'd
by
be
the...
done. They'd be good. They're not even excited about us no more after the set. Which works out great for us.
Yeah, for
married,
you.
Me,
yeah.
You know? It's like, we just take care of it. And it's like, there you go. It's like, we'll have, you know, Steve and Dan, you know, pick one out before the show and they get to watch the show
Put
behind
them in a
the stage.
Bubble.
That way, you know, none of it's directed and then they get to be all hot and bothered by it after the fact. Then they can have some fun.
Yeah, Steve gets one. Dan's going to pick 5 or 6.
That's okay. So long as they keep them out of the blast radius, pun intended, all will be well. See, I'm telling you, man, top tier.
You know what? I think we just invented the new Metalocalypse cartoon.
Yeah. Yeah. Just make a song called Come On, Everybody.
Come on, feel the noise.
Right. Use the proper spell. Oh, my God. See, that would be a stupid power. That would be worth its weight in gold.
Oh, yeah.
We could probably bring world peace.
Oh, yeah.
We just play the Middle East and any other war-torn areas. Just like,
we'd be real-life Wild Stallions.
Right? Telling you, man.
Everywhere we played.
Peace is felt. It's like all those people just relax. A lot. You going out to
you
shoot
know,
people? No, fuck that. I'm going to
you
sleep.
You know what's better than weed? Going to a Herkimer show.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course, then we might get some weird followers, you know? People who need that shit all the time.
We'd be a new drug.
Right? As long as they're paying, I'm okay with it, you know?
Imagine going to a meet and greet.
Oh, wow.
Where you're just signing albums and people... I mean, people are weird.
I never had so much fucking fun at a concert before.
Fans are weird to begin with. But yeah, we'd get that all the time.
Uh-huh.
Like prison dudes coming up. Dude,
you
marry me. Thanks.
I really like the way you play. Just through a perma grin.
We become Garth from Wayne's World. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
I love you, man. I love you too. No, I love you, man. Just say thank you.
Thank you. Well, the nice part about it is anybody who, you know.
How should I sign this? Who should I make this out to you? Make it out to Bubba and sign it with your dick. You can have that back.
This is a piece of my skin that I ripped off. Can you just touch it?
Just girls coming up. I love what you do with your fingers.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's so nice. Well, we could always send them off with a parting gift, you know.
I would seriously hire a 6'5", 300-pound woman to be my bodyguard at that point.
Called Hilda.
Hilda. She has to be German, too. Right, like, right. Hardcore German.
You stay away.
Do not make eye contact with band.
This band protected by us.
Wait. She just became Russian.
Whatever. She's got a little Russian in her. Yeah, that's okay.
Are you saying you're Russian?
Yeah. Well, she did something. But yes.
No, that...
Hilda doesn't want money either.
No.
She just wants to come to every show.
This is the only way I get satisfaction.
Your greatest band, I work for free.
For free.
I protect you.
It's like, yes, like, you do.
Like
really.
Mother bear protecting cub.
Now, we'd have to find that one...
Could you stop squeezing me, though?
Super, super butch woman who just even our powers don't work on to be our bodyguard.
She doesn't exist. Our powers are too strong.
That's true. The Force would be strong with us. Again, I'm just imagining an arena just getting simultaneous orgasm in a wave form.
It's funny because it's like I'm imagining just after where everyone's just laid out on the floor smoking cigarettes.
It's like, woo, God, I love that song.
We're two songs in and we're like, fuck, okay.
Well, I guess we'll bring out the mellow jams.
Who's up for Jazz Odyssey?
Yeah!
Whatever, man.
Fuck it. It'd be like Woodstock without the drugs.
I'll be ready for something harder in like 15, 20 minutes.
Right.
I need to smoke a cigarette and drink some water.
Right. Again, just the idea of watching a crowd go from, yeah, to grabbing their crotch going, ah! It's like, yeah, that would be wonderful.
The cheers when the lights go down and our intro music comes on, because everyone knows.
It's coming. Literally.
I think we'd have to, you know what, honestly, we'd have to limit it to, let's say, two a night.
This was a big night and we were feeling special. We could do it in orders, you know, and fire them off like pyrotechnics.
No, see, if each of us gets two, that's four.
True. Yeah.
So, like, every, like, half hour.
Yeah.
If we did a two-hour set.
That would be a good span of difference there. However, I think people would
actually, you
know
what?
If we got
three, then it's like two a night, and then we save the final two for together at the very last, so we leave them just in a puddle. Literally and figuratively.
I have to wonder, though, if word would get out that when you listen to our music on the album, it doesn't do the same thing as it does when it's
No,
live.
That's fine, because then we just charge more for concert tickets. Right? Bands make their money from concert tickets and merchandise. So
yeah.
We just make it to where when people come see us, they have to pay like $200-$300, and they pay it.
Well, yeah.
Because...
I mean, for fuck's sake, you pay that for a fucking hooker down in Vegas. I mean... Shit, you get a show and you don't have to worry about catching anything.
And they buy the merchandise because it will always remind them of that night.
Of that wonderful, wonderful,
and they
special
would start
night.
Saving for 2 years for the next time we roll through town.
Just, again, leaving a river of cum in our wake as we travel.
And it, you know what? It honestly wouldn't take long because word of mouth would spread from the time we started playing clubs.
Mm-hmm.
Like... Literally, if we spent 6 months on the road,
yeah,
like if we made it to L.A. and New York and just played clubs there,
mm-hmm.
like 3 months in L.A., 3 months in New York, we'd be signed.
Oh, yeah. We'd be signed, but it would be strange because, again,
we could literally put out albums of us just hashing out, like, children's songs.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't matter.
Like, I'm going to that fucking show. I love these guys.
I hope they do Mary Had a Little Lamb.
It's my favorite. Last time when I was at the show, they whipped that one out. Ooh, yeah. Again, best stupid superpower ever, especially for us.
Oh, yeah. We need this power.
Right? It's about the only way we're going to get signed.
Oh, and it would end every time. Any disagreement we had in the band.
Just, no.
Dog, you son of a bitch. We're doing it my way. Don't make me. Okay.
I'm dropping an eyebrow, bro. That would be awkward. We'd have to, like, buy stock loads in fucking undergarments. Underwear, boxers, briefs, just
no,
in
we
case.
Just, our merch booth, we just sell fresh underwear.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We'd have to buy, like, stock and, like, Fruit of a Loom, you know?
Yeah,
like,
but we buy it cheap, we put our logo on it, we sell it for, like, $50. People are buying, like, 4 or 5 pairs because they're going to go through 4 or 5 pairs that night.
Yeah. At least.
And then we sell plastic bags to put the soiled ones in.
Leftover bag, new underwear. That'll be $160. We'll throw in the bag for free.
And then what else could we sell at the merch booth? Lubricant?
No, you wouldn't need it.
No.
Kleenex.
Kleenex?
For cleaning
wet naps?
Up after. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Powder?
Mm-hmm.
Cigarettes?
Definitely. And
pillows?
Well, we'd have to, you know, make sure that we were in with the booze consumption therein because, you know, people are going to want to drink after that.
They'll want to drink before.
That too.
It doesn't
before,
matter.
After, all's well.
See, yeah.
People just drink at the concert, but they really won't need to.
And again, our slogan just has to be, come on out.
That's the name of our first album.
Well, oh my God.
My mental image of the two of us going up front and center on the stage at the very end of the night to do our last blast.
Mm-hmm.
They've already had 4.
Right. And,
and
just
the
like,
last one's the most powerful.
Kind of
and that's
here.
The one where we get everyone to squat down and then jump up all as one and
jump!
Just
and a collective scream of moan of ecstasy as they jump up and there's just...
Gotta make sure every arena though has no chairs in the center,
right?
Because people will get hurt,
right? Might have to put chairs around it somewhere though, you know.
Well, it's arena, there'll be chairs up, but
that's
yeah
true.
I mean,
I'm sitting in the cheap seats. I bought the front row. This is bullshit. Ooh, better go sit down.
That's something to consider, too, is our range, because people in nosebleeds might not get as much of a blast as people front row.
True. However, I would imagine that the part of the stupid power is just to...
It covers evenly.
Yeah, it's just initiating that action.
Yeah.
It's just getting you there.
Mm-hmm.
And basically flipping your fucking switch to get you going, and that's
just people in the audience going, I've seen them like 78 times.
I travel with them. They don't know it, but I travel with them.
I've seen every one of their shows from the time they were in the clubs till now.
The bus driver's like, I've been driving them for free just so I can go to the show. It's like, yes, sir, you may.
We also have to figure out like the area of effect.
Well, it'd be easier to catch with, you know, large areas. I think what we would have to do to test drive our powers is we'd have to go to a large concert, sit ourselves in the nosebleeds at the very back, from as far away from the stage as possible.
We ruin every show we go to trying to figure out how.
Uh-huh. And it's just like we find out if we're in the nosebleeds, do we hit the band? If we hit the band, then we got a whole fucking stadium. We need to go a bigger venue, like an open-air kind of venue. And see how far away from the venue we have to be before we start noticing that we're tagging people on the stage.
See, I think that's where you go. You go to an open air,
mm-hmm.
and you position yourself because I'm assuming that it goes conical.
Probably.
Like you're center and it just moves outward from you. So we'd have to figure out to get full coverage if we're on stage. We'd have to be at
shoulder to shoulder, I think, you know, pulling a riff or something like that.
Yeah.
Just still facing the crowd, but just kind of at an angle. And
yeah.
Just, bah.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that would be perfect.
There's going to be those few people on the very side that might not get it.
Yeah, yeah. But we'll try. We'll try to get the fan just right.
Well, and also, like, what's the vertical of it? Like, horizontally, we're assuming that it goes conical.
Right.
We're really going in depth with this
right.
power that we'll never have.
What's the funny part about it?
But it's like, at that point, it's like, how far up and down does it go?
I think if the stage is probably about, what, 5-6 feet off of the mm-hmm. ground, give or take, I would imagine if we were standing on the very edge of the stage, the people right at the fence probably wouldn't get hit. Probably the first two rows. Everybody past that, though, because it would have to come straight down from us.
Mm-hmm.
But if we stood back from the stage about a foot or so, I'd imagine everyone
but
below
how
the stage.
How
high?
See, the other thing is
again,
like...
Again, I have a feeling it's like a shockwave in the respects that it starts here small and then goes out.
Goes outward, yeah.
So it goes as high as it can and as low as it can from the centralized point of us. I'd imagine that, again, so long as we were just enough into the stage, everybody in the front, everybody up in the nosebleeds, and everybody within our, you know, fan out would get hit.
See, that also, since we're talking shockwave, God, we are really getting into this.
It needs to happen.
It really does.
Come on, Fates.
Here's a fun question, though. Like, does the strength dissipate from the initial point, which is us,
mm-hmm.
to, like, the farthest out? So,
and that's what we would have to gauge with, like,
so, like, the first people it hits gets, like, the most monumental orgasm they've ever felt. Like, they can't do anything. And then the people in the very back, nosebleeds, just get enough to start it. But they don't get the very best.
I would think... And my, you know,
they still get one.
Right. In my twisted little brain, I would think that the wave basically works like an old PS1 video game. When you shoot a power or something like that in one of those old games,
mm-hmm.
the shockwave is consistent all the way out until the point it just disappears. So at that rate, I would think that ours would go out to a certain length distance and then
and
just
dissipate.
Shut down. And it's like, people past that point would not get anything at all. People up to that point are getting the same thing that people up front are getting. So it's like, we would have to, you know, like I said, open air festival, find out our actual range. Once we have our range down, then we can actually start booking shows and venues where we can get everybody. Because we want all people to be included.
They're going to love us in Japan.
Right?
And just come out wearing tentacle costumes.
Oh,
and it's like...
Yeah, that'd be hot. Again, wouldn't it be fun to just mess with a band, though? It's like, go to a show
go
or something
to some
like
show
that
and just do it, yes.
Just watch musicians go, fuck.
Do
like,
it,
man, we were really on today. I don't know what
do
was
it,
going on.
Do it to our opening act.
Right?
Just to mess with
a little sabotage there. Aww.
But no one outside of the two of us knows.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we'd have to
not even the rest of
our
band. Yeah.
Yeah, people would just start associating the fact that when it's you and I doing something, it would cause that reaction.
Because
I think it would come down to, like I said, you know, I pull a solo out, crowd's getting some love. you got a solo coming out, crowd gets some love. When we're fucking perfectly synced on a heavy part of the song, crowd gets some love. But everything else, they'd just probably be reeling. Like, I don't even remember what the song's about, but I fucking love it.
I just want to hear the people after they see us live for the first time telling their friends.
Don't go in there unless you want to. I'm just saying, man, I fucked up.
Dude, you have to
today.
See this band. You have to go.
Right.
Don't even, just go.
I bet you money that you will come in your pants. Nuh-uh. Dude. Put money on it. Come on, bro.
$50.
$50.
I got $50 that says you will come in your pants by the end of the show.
Guaranteed.
Twice.
At least. Twice. Exactly. See, and that would, you know, be great for other people too. They'd be making money off their buddies.
But yeah, and no. That... You know what? I'm going to caveat this though. That we are limited to three times a night.
Each
of us. Yes.
Okay, so we got six shots. That's fair.
And I say we stagger it too. It's like, yeah. You get one, I get one, you get one, I get one, and then we just at
double
very
shot
finale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, at that rate, I don't
we
know.
We just
about
save
you,
it for the encore. We come out, we play one song. And the last notes, we just send out this massive blast. We get off stage. It takes 2 hours to clean everyone out because they just can't move.
Right? Fuck.
My legs aren't working.
It's not going to be.
No one can drive home. It's just a collection of Ubers as far as the
eye can see. Right. police pull him over. Sir, have you been drinking?
No, I went to her commercial. Oh, okay. I understand. I went last year.
Drive easy. Is your leg done shaking yet? Yes, but it twitches once in a while. All right, just drive safe now.
A lot of people just pulling over the side and just sleeping in the car because they're not risking it.
They're just not even going to try. It's like, no, the aftershocks are still there.
People leaning on each other because they can't walk.
Right.
Honestly, though, I feel like our audience would be 90% women, 10% gay men.
Well, and on top of that...
I'm fine with that!
We'd also be running a risk if we did this long enough and to enough shows to where we actually gained a following of people who came to the shows, literally, it would be one of those things where I think we'd also be running the risk of people waiting for certain moments in a song and they would whip their dick out. Because they're like,
yeah,
I ain't fucking up my pants this time.
Is we the only time that it's guaranteed is the finale because we change it up.
Yeah.
So they don't know when it's coming, literally.
This has been a dirty conversation brought to you
it's
by
It's been
Danny
the
James
funniest
Beard.
Damn conversation we've ever had. And honestly, we've had a lot of serious shows, so...
Right.
We haven't come up with a title for this.
We really haven't.
I'm just going to call it Literally.
Literally. Literally. Yeah. Ooh. Oh, my sister.
Genesis? Well, Phil Collins is calling you?
I put in my sister's name as Jenny, J-E-N-E-Y, and then Sis, S-I-S.
Ah.
So when my phone reads it out, it's Genesis.
Yeah, here's another thing. I'm never letting any of my family come to the shows.
Right? You are forbidden.
You don't want to see this. Trust me. No. You don't. Watch it on YouTube. You're fine on YouTube.
Trust me. When you see what happens to people at our shows, you will not want to come.
Well, you might want to, but you're not gonna.
Yeah, you're not allowed. I'm sorry.
My mom would be, I want to see you play. No.
You watch the video. Yeah.
You can watch our music videos. I'll send you the concert DVD, but you're not gonna. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna send you an edited concert DVD where you never see the crowd. Ever.
Why do they all scream in unison at certain points? Because they really like how we're playing.
Because, you know, what you can't see is because the camera's focused on Dan there. It's me getting the crowd to, you know.
Yeah, hyping them up. Hyping them down.
A lot of fans, too. We need a lot of fans to cool people off.
Right. Good circulation. Maybe we should just play open air venues. I'm starting to think arenas might be a problem.
Not for us.
Well, not for us. I'm just saying, people would probably like...
No, see, here's the problem with open-air arenas. Because we don't have... We won't reach everyone. There's going to be a lot of fighting for people to get close enough.
Have you ever seen a Metallica show?
Oh, yeah.
Because they fight to get up to the close of that, and they're not getting anything out of it except hot and sweaty.
And it would be a lot worse. There would be deaths at our shows.
Ooh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, maybe we need to do a science
seating. People kill for orgasms.
Yeah.
Throughout history.
Maybe we spark off World War III now that I'm thinking about it.
No,
Herkimer's playing our venue. No, they're coming to my place.
We give everyone equal time.
Right.
Literally.
a fair handshake.
But yeah, we could stagger it like some nights, very first song, you get your first blast.
Yeah.
Some nights you have to wait 5 songs.
You might actually have to listen to us.
You and I would have to sit down on our set list, though, and go, okay, this song, you go, I'll do this one here, and then...
But I really want to do one on this one. Just because it's funny.
But again, it'd be us, it's like, there's little notations on our set list, it's like, oh, Dan's going to do it. I can't look. I'm looking, hey, Sean, how's it going? Okay, I can look.
The problem is,
like you'd have to stop playing or I'd have to stop playing because we'd be laughing too hard.
Well, and that's the thing.
At what point do we
Steve.
Get desensitized to it?
Right.
To the point where it's like, okay, it's coming up, and okay, there we go.
Good job, guys. See, and I would have to worry about like Steve and Dan and Sean with these little games like the jump and come. They see that go down every show.
Well, okay, first of all,
and it just becomes so fucking hilarious.
First of all, I don't think Dan's gonna jump, so he'll be fine.
Oh no, I'm just saying,
Steve might.
Watching the crowd do these things would make them laugh as well. Thus fucking
but I, again,
up their plane
again,
too.
I think over time they would become desensitized to it.
Probably.
We would have to let them in on the joke.
Probably. Especially considering the fact it's like, Steve, get behind me. Serious, bro.
No, again, it's area of effect. I mean, you just know again. Where to be on the stage
You're
at
right.
one point. Be aware of the rest of the band.
Mm-hmm. Might need a better trigger than an eyebrow then. Because that could get a little loose.
No, you just mentally go, okay, ma'am, you know.
And then...
Maybe you do a finger point or something, or just, you know, the way you hold your guitar, you do
hold
like...
Hold that note and go, just, yeah.
Yeah, you do something with your guitar, you know, you hit that note and pull it up and shake it, and it's, mm-hmm. ah! You know.
Yay!
And that would work for us when we're shoulder to shoulder, and we just have the guitars raised up, and...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So great.
This is the greatest.
Oh, wow.
Imagine, though, our very first show, we get off the stage, and the rest of the guys are like, dude, we killed it. We're like, yeah, we know.
Yeah, we did.
Why were you guys laughing so
hard?
We
knocked it out.
Literally.
Literally.
Every show, like, the rest of the guys would be like, dude, we're killing it every night. Yeah, we know.
I'm so happy for that. I know the crowd is, too. Oh, God. So messy. So messy.
That's what you're focused on?
Just thinking, it's like, oh, God.
We don't have to clean it up?
I'm pretty sure that if we did...
Okay, I am worried about our roadies who have to haul the gear through that
right?
mess.
That's what I'm thinking. It's like, ooh.
We just, you know what? We just hire a couple of guys to squeegee a path...
God. Fucking guys. Well, you know...
Lot of paper towels.
See, what I'm concerned about as well, we may have to use nose plugs, because if we shoot off at the beginning of the set and then halfway through...
Can we get a brawny paper towel endorsement?
Right? Bounty.
No, seriously. Herkimer only uses Bounty paper towel.
Yeah. To clean up the grossest of messes. I'm thinking we could do a lot of endorsements with
cleaning
supplies.
Again, fans. We just get fans and we just blow it away from the stage.
That's kind of what I'm hoping for because, honestly, again, after an entire set, professional set being like almost 2 hours long, that would get kind of
Hey, you know what? And then nights that we just don't want to play the whole thing, we just come out, do an hour, blast, 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 blast.
Good night.
Everyone's satisfied. We played a tight set, really tight set. We played 5 songs.
Yeah. That would be all that was needed at that point.
No one would ever complain. We would never have any Axl complaints where, oh, man, they came out, played 2 songs, and fucking walked off stage. They don't care.
Yeah, no. Got what you came for.
They played one song, and it was the greatest song in the world. I don't remember what it was called.
I don't even remember
what it sounds like.
Nothing. It was fucking amazing.
Okay, we've done 45 minutes on that. We could probably do another 45.
Yeah, probably could. Now, what would be funny is if you actually still had your stupid power and my stupid power, then we'd be making messes.
Yeah, I don't want my stupid power for this. Because that's for people I hate, not people I like.
Again, and it would be funny to fuck with another band.
What if we both had both stupid powers? Again, they're limited. Like
right.
The orgasm one, we each get three blasts a night. The other one, make people shit themselves, you get twice.
But
in 24 hours.
I would say twice each. But
and it only affects one
yes,
person.
I was just going to say it's not a blanket shot, it's a singular
It's targeted.
Yeah.
So you don't like a singer?
Right up on stage, right in the middle of this. Oh!
Just the look on their face. As they're singing, I don't know what's happening.
Oh, that would be awful. Especially if we fired off both powers on it.
Oh my god! coming and going.
And there is the name of the show.
Yeah, we really can't type that.
Oh, that would be beautiful.
No, it really wouldn't. Visually.
It would be so fucking funny, though. It wouldn't even know where to go. I'd be like, it feels great, but I'm shitting myself. This is not how these sensations work. Just no.
That's what it'd be. It would just be, they would freeze up and just go, no. Doing it to people you like just for the reaction.
No. No.
And honestly, I could think of quite a few singers I would do it to.
Right?
There's quite a few just people I would do it to.
Well, yeah. Oh, wow.
If you could pull off a coming and going to one person right now.
I don't know.
I'd go Trump.
I would, but I wouldn't want to give him the satisfaction.
He would not be satisfied.
Again, it would be funny, though. Right in the middle of a press conference.
I think I'd want to stagger it.
Just one? Yeah.
Two, yeah.
So it's like
the good one, then the bad one. See, I would totally do the good one, the bad one. It's like, oh, yeah, oh!
No! Again, press conference, super mic'd up. No!
Oh, you go to concerts and there's that opening act that you've never heard of and you just want them to get off stage.
Yep.
That'll do it.
And each one of us has two, so if it's a four-member band, they're all fucked.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Save the good one. Use the bad one.
Yep. It's like, but if they're really good and we just want them to move along, we just give them a good shot. All of them just, oh, damn it.
Thank you, good night.
We were.
You've been fucking excellent.
You won't remember us anyway.
Ooh. Oh, not the hand.
Oh, my God.
Then you go meet him backstage. Hey, you were great. Hey, thanks. No, I'm not shaking your hand.
I'm good. Thank you.
Finger gun.
How are the Adam underwear treating you, buddy?
Tell me you showered.
Look a little chafy.
You look kind of flushed. Are you okay?
You look like you're kind of walking around like you just got done riding a horse or something, saggy in the middle, you know?
On the flip side, I'd go see a lot of girl bands.
Right? That would just be fun.
You are not allowed to go see Baby Metal. You pervert.
Well, I think I only got to wait a couple of years. And they probably need one right now. Maybe not coming and going, but you know.
Just going. Just
maybe.
Going.
They might. Watch, you do the power on them. Their voice goes from that really high pitch to, hey.
Just go to Germany and just use the going.
Well, that would be fun.
Go see Rammstein.
Now, those are some guys that would probably be impervious to our coming power.
But not the going.
Not the going, but they'd probably play into it. He'd probably just be like, hey!
Do.
Oh, yeah.
Feel better.
Right? Yeah, Till would probably appreciate that. All sides of our power. He'd be like, you my best friend.
Stop touching me!
You're fucked up, man.
You're a great band, but... Oh.
Stop touching me. Oh, jeez.
Okay, well, I think we've... I don't know what we've done.
I think we've officially reached the bottom of the debacle.
I feel like we should apologize, but I'm not gonna.
Nah. If you've listened this far, you knew better. And that's all I got
to
say about it.
I know Bryce is going to listen to this and wish he hadn't been sick.
Right? Either that or it will make him sick. Again.
Little of column A, a lot from column B.
Again, I'm really hoping Samantha hears it too.
I want Jim to hear this.
Right?
I wish he'd been here. He could have really added
again,
to this.
Again, yeah. I think Jim would have appreciated chiming in on this superpower deluxo. The coming and going.
Okay. Well, with that, hopefully everyone's here next week because we've got a few topics we need to touch on. Yeah, but
thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com. For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Stark, on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. And you can find James on Twitter as well under James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not A-Y. And you wanted it, you asked for it, you got it. You can also find us now on iTunes under, you guessed it, Not Another Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Not Another Podcasters.